Hello, and welcome to the Concert Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Meadwell. And in this episode, I talk to Concert MD Rennie Dalrymple about a current challenge the construction sector faces: shortages. Recent data indicates the construction sector is growing at its fastest rate for 7 years, which is fantastic news. But that means more demands on materials and labour at a time when COVID is still hampering the movement of supplies and people. And the details of the Brexit deal are becoming a reality. I ask Rennie about the impact this is having on the industry, the longer term implications, and what the solution is. Rennie, recovery in the construction sector is obviously a good thing, but why is it presenting a challenge for the industry right now?
Hi, Stacey. Yes, very much so. I think a recovery in the construction industry after the last 12 to 14 months is a very welcome, hopefully a very welcome phase. But as you've outlined in your introduction, some of the stats that are coming out in relation to bounce back and growth are causing a number of fairly significant hotspots, if you like, in relation to the way projects are being planned or the way our sort of cost modelling and programme forecasting is going on. And those type of issues, mainly, as you said in your introduction, COVID and Brexit together, are causing a number of fairly significant items of concern that we need to address appropriately so that our clients' projects are delivered, A, to the same budget and the same program as we've set out to do at, you know, the stage one or the appraisal stage on any project. These challenges always exist to a greater or lesser extent in construction and development. It's very much the nature of the type of work and the sector. But I think what's more acute or is going to provide more challenges in the 6, 12, 18, 24 months ahead is, as I say, the sort of almost perfect storm, if you will, of Brexit becoming a reality. What do those necessary regulations and implications on trade actually mean? Plus, hopefully, we're seeing a significant shift in relation to how the UK initially is dealing with the pandemic and how we move out of that situation. But as we've seen, Brexit has global impacts and COVID has global impacts and consequences. And as I say, you can't look at the UK construction industry or UK PLC in isolation. You need to look at the bigger picture as to how to effectively manage development and construction work going forward.
What does the problem look like on a ground level? I mean, obviously, we've got two different issues here. We've got Brexit and we've got COVID. So what does that look like from a ground level?
At the ground level, I mean, I think there's been one or two particular topics that are very well publicized where have been well publicized in recent weeks and months around particular issues with specific materials. Steelwork would be something that probably most people are familiar with at the moment, where we have seen or are experiencing significant and consistent increases in raw material prices. And that's a combination of sort of many factors to do with, as I say, a bounce back in demand and a shortage of raw materials in order to put that material together, and a continuing forecast of, as I say, the things like iron ore being under pressure price-wise to be able to kind of put those products together. As I say, there's some very main things that people can relate to. I think there are lots of other materials which maybe quite haven't sort of held the spotlight, like the structural steel question, that we're seeing significant, and I say significant, anything between sort of 5 to sort of 15%, depending on what type of material it is, increases in the last sort of 6 months. And
is that price increases?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'll come back to those sort of increases in a moment. But yeah, these are raw material price increases of basic elements in terms of plasterboard, aggregate, certain finishing trade type products, joinery, MEP services. And I think the other important thing to know is the availability of those types of materials or systems and equipment. I say systems and equipment in relation to, we obviously do a lot of work in the data center sector, and a significant proportion of those type of projects is actually in the M&E services systems and the capital plant. So things like transformers, generators, the cooling equipment. So they are high value, large single commodity type elements of the scheme. And again, the vast majority of those are built and put together outside of the UK. We're working on a project at the moment that the equipment actually comes from New Zealand. The control systems are designed and created in the US, and they all come together and it gets assembled in Europe and then delivered to the projects we're working on in the UK. So it is a global business, and we're finding that in these rather sort of uncharted times, you are having to take a very early and holistic but detailed at the same time look at all the kind of critical parts of your supply chain to make sure that they're available in the time that we need them in terms of the overall project delivery schedule.
So is this a short-term problem? Is this something that you see as a result of the sort of market starting up again, huge like uptick in demand, but it'll settle down? Or do you think it's something that has longer term implications?
I think that's a very interesting question. I think at the moment there's a certain amount of, not panic as such, I think there's a certain amount of pent up demand in the market. And I think I would say COVID has the lead on Brexit in terms of, you know, having a significant impact and knock to business confidence and confidence in relation to sort of domestic issues like retail. And obviously people have not been able to go out and spend a lot of money on leisure activities. So I think initially what we're seeing at the moment is our view would be there's a significant pent up demand. And I think it's been widely reported that some aspects in relation to certain hotspots in relation to material availability should pass. But I think some aspects about general sort of labor shortages, where the construction industry has been before, traditionally, it's been able to manage some of the peaks and troughs in terms of labor demand by employing a significant number of people from outside of the UK, whether they be European nationals or further afield. And I think how that's going to play out over the next 12 months and beyond is still very much open for discussion and open for debate. So I think depending on the actual subtopic, as I say, that's going to play out at different times. Just picking a kind of another sector, if you like, in terms of, you know, if you look at the kind of sort of commercial office market, new build development, refurbishment, office fit out. Again, I think we're perhaps at the first quarter, if you like, in terms of how the impacts of COVID are going to affect the workplace. Again, there's been lots and lots of commentary around what the future of the office looks like. What does a hybrid working model look like? Whether you're a large corporate or a small SME, there are so many variables to take into account that each organization, I think, is grappling with or reviewing or engaging with employees on. Our view is that, as I say, the way that that's going to evolve over the next 12 months is going to take a little while to settle down. I think in terms of what we're doing with our business, you know, we're keeping those sort of things under an element of review as well, quarterly, as to how things are going. So, as I say, I think those legacy issues in relation to COVID particularly will live on and impact the commercial office market for some time to come.
You mentioned that you, in terms of Concert and what you're doing about having quarterly reviews, are there any other things that you are doing as a business to respond to these challenges in the market at the moment?
I think at a sort of project level and in terms of our engagement with clients, it's working with them to try to make sure that they are as informed as we can make them. Some of our clients in relation to the markets that they or sectors that they work in are acutely aware of the issues as well. So that's good. And a number of them work with some key supply chain partners. So there is a high level of dialogue, if you like, in relation to these issues already. But as project managers and cost consultants, particularly on the project management side, it's working very closely with the rest of the design consultants, cost managers, quantity surveyors to make sure that we're doing as much planning and market testing and investigation as we can to make sure that we're allowing enough time in the program, or as much time as the program as we can afford, into doing that market engagement to understand where some of our potential issues may be.
What would be your key advice to clients at the moment, thinking about the months ahead and bearing in mind the fact that some of these problems are going to be around for a little while? What would your advice be?
plan ahead as much as possible, seek as much clarity from the consultant team and the construction supply chain. And I think that probably is at a number of levels, a general contracting level, depending on the nature of the project, is dealing with the tier one subcontractors and supply chain that will be helping support that project, and talk to them, have as much two-way dialogue as possible. As that adage, no one likes surprises. So if we can try and mitigate as many of those potential issues as we can, then projects should be in a better place. And if they're not, or we come against problems, then we're doing something about that early. We're encouraging, again, particularly if we just touch on the data center market again, and there's a great temptation because it's so specialized to not single source, but look at particular types of technology that there are only a few suppliers that can actually deliver or support those projects. But again, it's trying not to single source those through the design as much as possible. So again, clients and the project generally have got options to deal with commercial or program problems that may arise when we come to sort of detailed procurement phase.
So interesting times for the market. Rennie, that's some great advice for people there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Concert podcast. If you enjoyed it, then please rate, review, like, and subscribe so more people can find us.